Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
This very special episode of the Fall Restaurant Series is brought to you by Southern California Restaurant Design. The Southern California Restaurant Design Group has the expertise to make your restaurant dreams a reality. They serve all aspects of a commercial kitchen design project, including design services, food service equipment, and full installation services. They work with the owners and the chefs to translate their vision into a place that is attractive, efficient, and code adherent. Southern California Restaurant Design. You can find out more at SoCalRestaurantDesign.com. Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. In this, our second to the last episode of the Fall Restaurant Series, we take you to La Paloma in Santa Barbara on a chilly fall evening. First, I sit down outside the kitchen doors with executive chef Jeremy Tummel. Dinner service is about to begin, and as we talk, I can see that his chef instincts are strong. He pauses to listen to his guys as they stock the line with the night's fresh ingredients. His eyes look past me to the door to see if anyone needs him. Chef Jeremy is well known throughout the Central Coast. He draws from his time at Wine Cask, Bacara Resort and Spa, Pebble Beach Company, the Rosewood at the Miramar Beach, and the Santa Barbara City College Culinary Academy. He's also worked at the Bear and the Star in Los Olivos. He's a third-generation Santa Barbara native and part Chumash Indian. Chef Jeremy's love for Santa Barbara runs deep in his DNA. His executive sous chef is Adam Montalvo. Most of all, Chef Jeremy just loves feeding people, all the while feeling a deep responsibility to his Chumash Indian roots by honoring his ancestors and representing his hometown through his food and the story that his ingredients and his cooking tell. Because his ingredients and the preparation and his cooking do tell a story. La Paloma Cafe's menu celebrates the cuisine of the Californios, who were early Californian settlers who incorporated Spanish and Mexican influences into indigenous ingredients cooked over fire. Paying tribute to the age of the ranchero, their thoughtfully crafted California barbecue reflects both the past and the present of our region and our local community. Their food focuses on the traditions of Santa Maria and influences from Baja, Mexico. I'm going to let Chef Jeremy explain his process to you. Enjoy getting to know Chef Jeremy as we take you behind the curtain at La Paloma Cafe.
I'm Chef Jeremy Tummel. I'm the executive chef at La Paloma Cafe. Have been since day one here, which has been quite a ride with everything that's happened this past couple of years. So thankful to be here, thankful that we made it through the other side and things are going well. It's a great place to be. It's a fun place to be for the staff, for me, for our guests. It's the whole experience is fun here. It's got a good Santa Barbara vibe to it. So we worked hard to create a nice, healthy, positive culture. And I think that kind of transcends into just about everything we do, including the menu. So the menu is kind of focused with California ingredients, indigenous ingredients, but an older style of cooking, kind of an old California cuisine, if you will, or a ranchero cuisine. That's where we take inspiration for dishes that people probably were eating here 100 years ago, of course, with some modern twists and takes on them. It's definitely high quality ingredient driven, but it's fairly simple, honest food. You know, we don't have a circulator. We don't have, you know, any really high-end fancy equipment. We have our red oak grill, six burner range and an oven and a lot of ambition. So that's how we get it done. But this fall's menu is you know, it's a combination of what I would consider the core menu here, which I think a lot of people expect to see the oak grill tri-tip and the Santa Barbara Mission chicken, the carnitas, crispy tacos, three salads, all the sides have become very popular. But we play around with the seasonality with our La Paloma salad, which changes seasonally. Right now, it's definitely the beginning of that fall period. You can feel it in the air and you see it at the farmer's market. We go every Saturday and you've definitely seen this shift in ingredients from the summer to the fall. So we've gotten away from the stone fruits and summer fruits, and now we're going into more like pears and apples and persimmons and pomegranates, and next will be citrus and squashes and pumpkins and things like that. We also have a lot of flexibility with our daily seafood ceviche specials that we kind of rotate through. It's considered the greatest hits, which after trial and error, you just kind of learn what people really like and respond well to. So we got some fun offerings there, really focused on local fish, what you would expect to find in this channel or within at least 100-mile radius. You know, we'll go up to Morro Bay and as far down to San Diego when necessary. But we do try to focus on local fish and what my Chumash ancestors would have gone out and actually caught. So that's a fun kind of way to look at our seafood offerings. So some of those dishes that we're excited about right now, we're doing a tuna chorizo. So it was a good year for bluefin tuna here. We were able to get some heads of the bluefin tuna, which nobody really utilizes. There's a lot of really interesting meat in the head of a tuna. So we're scraping that all out, chopping it up, mixing it with a chorizo paste that we make here. And then some green onions, blow torching the whole dish lightly and finishing it with the aioli and our oak syrup, some pickled cucumbers and some chips. So the whole presentation actually ends up looking like a little fish on the plate, which I don't know if anybody else gets but me, but I like it. So we go that direction. But it's just a good, I think, way to respect the whole animal, the whole fish. And it's very flavorful and it ties into kind of our roots, I think. Some other dishes that people are excited about are the tuna ranchero, which is a Santa Maria spiced like slab of tuna, lightly grilled on the oak grill, sliced and served over an organic cabbage slaw. We use a lot of products from the Garden of that we pick up Saturday morning at the farmer's market. And that's tossed with horseradish and then topped with a pretty spicy salsa verde. So it's kind of really kind of ranch style tuna preparation dish, I think, but again, it just ties into our theme. Tonight we're doing a yuzu halibut, local halibut. People seem to enjoy that. And we have about four or five others that we rotate through. The yellowtail jalapeno tostada is very popular. Four or five others that you'll just have to come down and try. What else? We're working on a new vegetarian offering that's based off a tamale pie recipe. So it's a vegetarian chili made primarily mostly of pumpkins and kind of tomato based. So it's like a vegetarian chili with a baked like tamale cake and smoked creme fraiche, a little bit of garnish. Yeah, it's very satisfying. I can make one now, but we're not offering it tonight. I have the chili. I just don't have the tamale cake ready. You want to try one, huh? I'll arrange it. So yeah, it's been fun seeing the change of seasons here. It's cooled off and getting dark earlier. And, you know, that just kind of inspires you to change your dishes and to look at more comfort foods and different colors and textures. Yeah, we like the fall. You know, we have plenty of room for parties here. We have plenty of room for groups of 10 and 15. We have plenty of room on the patios for groups of 20, 30, 40. We have the full bar downstairs. It's a completely separate experience that is great for small groups up to probably 40, I think, is comfortable. Plenty of room for holiday parties here. And it's just a good neighborhood, approachable kind of hangout. You know, it's not like your special occasion restaurant, although you can make it that. It's the kind of place we'd like to see you come regularly and feel comfortable with. And knowing that, you know, every time you come, there'll be something different on the menu or on the cocktail menu or something different about your experience. But again, the dishes that you're coming for will be here and they'll be consistent. Happy hour just started, God, I think a little over a month ago. It's been very, very popular. So we're starting at 4. Great drink specials. We're doing 3 different food offerings at a great price. Right now we're doing our crispy Brussels with oak syrup and smoked cotija. We're doing our hand-cut ranch fries, and we're doing a version of nachos, which are a really, really great value. $7, I think, is the menu price. But we'll be changing those offerings week by week. We're working on a new barbecue pork spring roll. It's going to be really cool. So just a great place to come get a drink after work, have a little light bite, stay for dinner if you want. Again, the bar is a whole different experience than the inside than it is sitting outside on the patio. So it's kind of a variety, 3 areas to enjoy. I'd like to thank the whole staff. I mean, we don't do anything without the whole staff. The whole staff is what makes this place what it is, you know. My sous chef Adam's doing a great job. My cooks are all very loyal, amazing, hardworking. I think they're happy to be here. It seems like they're happy to be here. I'm happy to be here with them. The wait staff's great. Management's great. Everybody gets along. It's a good, like I said, a positive culture here. So I think it transcends into the guest experience, because when we have a happy, positive environment, we're going to make better food. You know, we're going to take pride in what we're presenting, and we're going to know by the guest experience that, you know, we're putting out a great product. We're giving the service staff a great product. We're giving them a great, you know, experience. We're very approachable. We're humble. We're not, you know, as cocky as some other chefs that I've worked with and around. I think everybody's comfortable approaching us, and I go out to the dining room nightly to talk to guests or to help run food and just be a part of the overall experience. And it's just a great instant gratification to see a plate go out and somebody eat it and love it and say thank you. And then I take that back to the kitchen, and it's just a perfect circle that way, where you're actually reaping the rewards of what you're doing, because it's a small restaurant, but you're able to see the satisfaction on the guests. You know, people are happy to come to work here. They feel safe. They feel supported. Feel, you know, able to just be themselves and work together. And it's a good environment, and it's something that we've talked about in meetings, that, you know, there's a loyal Paradise following. And a lot of people were upset when, you know, Paradise closed the doors. But Paradise had a good run, you know, 30 years or so, and they had a good run with it and a good following. And for all those people that are still here and in Santa Barbara, who a lot of you I know, because I've grown up here my whole life, I'd say give us a shot. Give it a try. It's still got that same feel. It's still got a warm, inviting atmosphere. The menu's a little different. We're not offering the Paradise Burger, which is very upsetting to a certain population, but we just, you know, we're doing something very unique, and we're going to stick to our guns that way, that we feel good about the menu. I feel good about the menu. I feel that we don't necessarily need to have a burger on this menu. So give it a try, you know, let's have a chance to win you back, and let me know if you like it or if you don't like it. We'll go from there. The ancestry definitely has an influence in the menu. It's not a chumash menu, but some of the ingredients and some of the thought process behind the dishes are definitely inspired by my roots here, my growing up here. My love for the ocean, the beaches, the mountains. Foraging is a big kind of way to look at this menu. Like, what would you actually find here in nature? You know, what would you find in a tide pool, or what would you find on the beach or on the rocks? I love this town. And when I have my feet in the sand here at the beach, it feels like home. Like I'm walking in my ancestors' past. And I am, you know, we're Chumash Indian, and I'm a very small percentage at this point, but I reflect back on kind of my long past in town, my family's long past in town. We're, I believe, fifth generation here in Santa Barbara. So I'm proud of that. And I think it does influence this menu, and it makes this feel like a perfect Santa Barbara place for me to be. Like I can share that here, and it's well received and people appreciate it. So really ties it all together for me. So again, my name is Chef Jeremy Tummel. Come down anytime. I love going out and saying hi. So if you're in, you want to say hi, let me know you're here.
Go to the La Paloma Cafe. It's located down at 702 Anacapa Street in Santa Barbara, California. You can get more information. Give them a call, 805-966-7029. Their hours of operation for dinner are Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, they open a little bit later, 5 to 10. They're closed on Tuesdays, and they've got this new happy hour, which I just enjoyed the other night. Really, really great. Check it out, 4 to 6 p.m. It's a great locals watering hole. Brunch is served on Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. You can make a reservation, and you can order takeaway. Check out the La Paloma Cafe. Say hi to lead bartender Alejandro, Miles, and the rest of the team there at the bar for happy hour. Go say hi to Chef Jeremy Tummel and manager Christy Lombardo. Enjoy.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann
and Heather,
and we are better together.
Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show, your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like The Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Next, I sit down at the bar with the lead bartender, Alejandro. As I set up my microphone and my isolation sound shield on his service mats, I notice how organized, how clean and fresh his ingredient trays are. His ice bin is stocked, his juice is fresh, and the area smells of fresh citrus and herbs. It takes a lot to impress me, but Alejandro's station greatly impresses me. It tells me that he's a true bar professional and he takes pride in what he does. I take my seat on the opposite side of the bar. He takes his position behind his service well. He picks up a glass and he fills it with a large ice cube. "Do you like mezcal?" he asks me. I nod and he begins to make me a drink.
My name is Alejandro. I'm one of the lead bartenders here at La Paloma. Today I'll be making you one of my favorite cocktails called Smoke and Mirrors. The reason why I love this cocktail emphasizes with my mezcal. And seeing as we are a tequila mezcal bar, it's just fitting for you guys to try. Has a little bit of chinar, lemon juice, simple syrup, and of course, mezcal, my favorite. I've been working with Acme for about 8 months and have been bartending for going on 5 years now. I've been with Acme for about 8 months, being a sommelier for about 18 years, bartending for six of those 18 years. You cannot get enough of this weather here in Santa Barbara. I travel to various places, but just keep coming back to Santa Barbara. The nightlife, love it. Going out to different restaurants, working for one of those restaurants, just part of what I enjoy doing and giving that to other customers, giving those experiences. One of my favorite things to do for a guest is introducing them to tequila or mezcal, whether it's giving them a little taste of different spirits and why they're different from another spirit. That's always fun to do. How I got into bartending, first started back at the house, worked my way through various positions, and bartending mainly stuck with me because of one of my trainers. Just kind of taught me the art of bartending. Providing an experience, and it's always fun when you yourself go to a bar and the bartender is the one that you're remembering the most. Obviously the drink and the experience is fun, but that conversation that you have with the bartender, or just venting to the bartender, or just them doing a cool trick for you, just kind of got me invested in the bartending world. Here at Paloma, we do specialize with tequila and mezcal, but we do have other spirits available. One of my favorites, just for the season, is gonna be the bourbon fig sour, one of my creations. One day decided to use fig, since it grows here quite a bit. And that's kind of what we are here at Paloma. We try to use a lot of ingredients that you find locally, and fig just happened to be one of those ingredients. One thing that was the challenge for me was working with gin. Not a huge fan, but made a really good cocktail out of it. You guys should definitely come check that gin cocktail out. It's called Josie's Comet. It's based off the original owner's daughter. It's a pretty cool throwback to her and her family for opening this, or owning this building. One cool thing about this building is before it was La Paloma, it was Paradise Cafe. But before it was Paradise Cafe, it was La Paloma. So it's really cool to see how we just reverted back to the original and just kept some of those roots within the restaurant. I know that we have a dessert called the Capritada, and that dessert was original to the La Paloma building, or La Paloma restaurant. And a couple of our cocktails as well, just as La Paloma Margarita is cocktail there as well. And the Josie's Comet, paying homage to one of the daughters of the original building. A lot of the cocktails here at La Paloma are made to build. So we can heavily modify a lot of these cocktails, but we suggest you enjoy them as they are. With that said, it means that we make all the simple serves here in-house. All the shrubs, all of those ingredients we built here. So you're not gonna get a lot of the sugars that you typically get on the bars. That's one of the things that I enjoy heavily about working with this bar. So you have more control of what you put in the drink and what the consumer at the end intakes. Just to name a couple, like our cinnamon, our house-made cinnamon simple syrup. We have this agua de melon and agua de cucumber, which is essentially a cucumber water. A fake simple syrup, lemon lime, and as for garnishes, they look very beautiful, the dehydrated grapefruits. I love when the customer gives me dealer's choice. I typically just ask one question. Is there any spirit or is spirit specific that you want to drink? And depending on what they say, I make a new cocktail. Typically, I don't go based on what we have on our menu. They will get a dealer's choice. Or ask what spirit and if you want it sweet or not. So typically, you'll get a drink that's super sweet or not sweet. And then build from there. Start with my spirit, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of sweetness. And then you want to get that spark in there as well, just so the wow factor, whether it's presentation or just you talking about the ingredients that you put in there.
So my name is Miles. I'm a bartender here at La Paloma. I've been working here since June. I'll have to say my favorite drink is the Bird of Paradise. It's a really awesome margarita with passion fruit in it. It's a little bit tangy, not quite as sweet as you'd expect it to be, but it's really great. And if you'd like to give it a shot, we'd love to have you here, especially during happy hour, Monday through Friday, except Tuesdays, because we're closed on Tuesdays. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. I'd love to see you.
Come check us out here at Paloma. Again, my name is Alejandro, lead bartender. Miles, fellow bartender. We got Diego, barback. Kayla, barback. Fun team, great drinks, and great ambiance. It's a fun spot for a date or solo.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, Che vuole questa musica stasera? And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in the soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it, and it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again.
This is Miles Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show, the Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series. Bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
He was born in the summer. His 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, but the string's already broken, and he doesn't keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High.
Last, I set up my recording equipment in a cozy back table. It's 5 p.m. and service is beginning. I wait to speak with the manager, Christy Lombardo. While I'm waiting, I watch the staff finish up their family meal before dinner service. They're laughing and the energy is high. Three team members begin decorating the Christmas tree, which is bald and smells fresh cut. The staff laughs as they tangle in the lights and deck the tree. By the time I finish my interview with Christy, the La Paloma Cafe Christmas tree is fully decorated and could rival the tree in Rockefeller Center in New York City. Okay, I exaggerate a little bit. Maybe a micro representation.
Hi, so I'm Christy, a manager here at La Paloma Cafe. I started about 7 months ago. Really excited to be here. It's a great concept. We are, you know, the local family restaurant. The building itself has a ton of history. It started out with the Luera family. They bought it in 1938 and then opened La Paloma Cafe in 1940. Our bar space was their restaurant, and then the rest of the restaurant was their home. And they were here until 1983, so 43 years. They were huge in the community. And then Paradise Cafe took over from there, which also was a huge part of Santa Barbara community as well. We have lots of return Paradise customers come and visit us and tell us about their first dates with their husbands, or their son worked here as his first job as a busser, or people who have worked here, they're like, oh, I served at Paradise for 10 years, and they'd come check it out. So it's really cool. Like, there's such it's just been a big part of it, the community in general, you know, for the last all these years. And so I think we're really excited to now be a part of the community as well. We can't wait for people to have stories about this is where they had their wedding reception or their 50th birthday, or they came here for their first anniversary. We're doing a lot of seasonal items. The chef is always great and creative and keeping in with what's in season, getting, you know, the freshest fish from our local, you know, fisheries. We are constantly changing the bar program to be seasonal. We just came out of our summer when we had the endless summer. It was a watermelon margarita. Now we're into our fall cocktails. We have a fig-based bourbon cocktail that's fabulous. And gosh, we're going to be going into our winter cocktails anytime now. It's an honor that we are, you know, bringing that La Paloma name back out, and the Luera family is actually involved with setting us up here. We rent the space from the Luera family still. They own this building. They come in quite often. Josie Reynosa is the granddaughter. They come in quite frequently to dine here. They were actually here on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They said that they want to do a traditional, this is where they're going to come every year to celebrate their day before Thanksgiving. And I thought, what a compliment. Yeah. Josie had a lot to say about the history of the building, and she shared all of that with us. You know, she was really excited that we were coming on board and changing from the Paradise Cafe to La Paloma and bringing that name back, you know, to the community. I love the hospitality business. Been doing it for, oh gosh, I will age myself, but over 30 years. Started out as a bus girl, funny enough. It was the job that was open, and I was like, sure. And they changed me from a bus girl to Marie Callender's, which when I was a kid, it was a busy, great restaurant. I think they're out of business now. I think they're just doing frozen food now, right? Yeah. The funny thing is that they changed me to a hostess like within months. So I don't know if they thought I was the best. Yeah. They're like, you need to be a hostess. Yeah. I stay a really long time. So I was at Marie Callender's for 11 years. And then I moved into a couple other restaurants and were there for years. And then I before I joined La Paloma, I worked at a restaurant in Ventura called Cafe Fiore, and I was there for 18 years. Yeah, so I worked there for a really long time. So it was a big step for me to go, leave some place that I was with for 18 years. But Acme Hospitality is, has a name here in Santa Barbara, and I couldn't wait to work for Acme Hospitality because they always have the best concepts, our sister concepts like Loquita and The Lark, and now we're here with them, La Paloma, and couldn't be a better place to be. And I've been in this industry for so long, and to feel so strongly about our concepts and the culture that we strive to have for our team, my managers to, the dishwashers. It's just about teamwork, and we're working for the greater good, and we are all in it together. I really feel like that's what it's all about. And it's felt so strongly here. I think even more so at La Paloma, because I feel like we've been through a little. We opened November 2020, closed 2 weeks later for the second shutdown, and then reopened back in February. And we opened up at a very interesting time, in this industry. And so I think it just helps us be even more connected. Feel really lucky. It's a great time to book your holiday parties, but it's also a great time to just come hang out at our really quaint bar. We really want this to be everybody's watering hole. Let's walk down and have a cocktail at La Paloma. Now we have happy hour started Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. So we're wanting to see that bar nice and full. And I don't know if there's a lot of happy hour in town right now, but I think we put a really great one on with small bites and some great prices on our cocktails. They're about half off than what they normally are. So it's fabulous. Just also, want to encourage and let people know we're mostly in a restaurant that's most of our seating is outside, but we have a ground heater that will keep you so cozy. So I think it's fantastic, even with the cold weather, that you can have this really lovely evening outside and still be really, really cozy between the floor heater and the standing heaters that we have. It surprises me how nice and cozy it gets out there. So yeah, those are a few things that we're hoping people come in and check out. Once again, I'm Christy Lombardo, manager here at La Paloma Cafe. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Come visit us, have happy hour, and hang out in our beautiful courtyard patio. And come celebrate with us, with your family. Check out our menu. You'll find information at lapalomasb.com. Our phone number is 805-966-7029. You're more than welcome to call us with any questions, to-go orders, reservations, or you can reserve online at resi.com. Hope to see you soon.
Go to the La Paloma Cafe. It's located down at 702 Anacapa Street in Santa Barbara, California. You can get more information. Give them a call, 805-966-7029. Their hours of operation for dinner are Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, they open a little bit later, 5 to 10. They're closed on Tuesdays, and they've got this new happy hour, which I just enjoyed the other night. Really, really great. Check it out, 4 to 6 p.m. It's a great locals watering hole. Brunch is served on Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. You can make a reservation, and you can order takeaway. Check out the La Paloma Cafe. Say hi to lead bartender Alejandro, Miles, and the rest of the team there at the bar for happy hour. Go say hi to Chef Jeremy Tummel and manager Christy Lombardo. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. I'm Art Alex Hux from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Wheatus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue. ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
It is Cam Anthony here. Make sure you find me on Spotify, where you can find all of my latest music. And make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. And it's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Love me like you say you love me. Love me like you say you do. Love me, baby, in the sunshine. Love me from moon to moon. Believe me, baby, now I love you the best. When you love me, now I won't have to. Oi, over.
You're behind the curtain with Ann Heche. This is the TJS Radio Special Ann Heche Film Series. We're exploring 11 of Ann's best works with who else? Ann Heche. In the South Pacific island of Makatea, career-driven magazine editor Robin Monroe, played by Ann Heche, is on a week-long vacation getaway with her boyfriend, Frank Martin, played by David Schwimmer. A work assignment in neighboring Tahiti requires Robin to hire a cargo plane piloted by the cantankerous Quinn Harris, played by Harrison Ford. But when a powerful storm forces Quinn to make an emergency landing on a nearby deserted island, the dissimilar pair learn to set aside their differences in order to find rescue. 6 days, seven nights.
Well, you work with the masters, okay? And I was not a person who understood the masters nor knew them. You are a witness to something that you only exists in fantasy of anything, even hearing about a movie or seeing a movie. I saw Harrison Ford in Star Wars, but I didn't see another movie for 5 years. These things, you know, going to your mind, how do those people do that? It's part of why art is so interesting, because it triggers others to be compelled to, like, say, wait, there's more. I can do more. I can do this. So after the hilarity of actually getting hired over in Nicole Kidman's Lovebird movie with Harrison Ford, I arrive on my first day on the set, and we're in Kauai, also amazing. I'm brought to the set, and it's one of our first scenes. Once we're on the island, and you know, we do a two shot, but structurally there's like a wide shot. Okay, great. It's Ann and Harrison getting off the plane. Okay, but, you know, it's a two shot close. Then it gets into close ups. Harrison goes first, and you know, of course, yeah. Well, the reason he goes first is because he doesn't want to do more than one take. So he looks, and this is also something that doesn't happen anymore these days. He does a take, and then he goes back to the monitors where all of the director and all the crew are sitting looking to see that it's perfect. They play it back for him. If he thinks it's perfect, he moves on. He does not need another take. Now the camera turns. It's my close. They roll film. I do the scene, and he goes, all right. You're looking at me with two eyes. I need you to look at me with one. I said, I don't even know how to do that. Is that like an actor's like trick? Like, I don't know. I have two eyes. What do I do? He goes, no, you, now here's the thing. When you're looking at me this close up, I can see your eyes moving between my eyes. Like you're going, it looks like you're crazy. Now, just look at one eye. The camera, okay, is here. I need you to look at this eye. I was like, I can never do that. He's like, do you want to be a movie star? I was like, well, depending, like, I'm not sure. I'll do it my way and you do it yours. He said, good, let's do it your way and I'll do it mine. Okay, that role covered his eye. That I was, so I only looked at this one. He's like, you done doing it your way? Come and see what happens. So we went back to the monitor and he showed me the difference. And what he said was, the thing is, you've got a lot to say, girl, but you're saying it all over the place. And if you want somebody to understand your intention and your message and your vision, you have to understand how the cameras are working to be able to capture. So when you're this up close, if your eyes are doing that, nobody gets what your message is. We're doing your romantic comedy. Let's show them what they want. Never have I forgotten that lesson. Never have I said that I wanted to be a movie star like Harrison Ford, which pissed him off. I liked my style and he liked his. And together we went into the wilderness and had a blast. But we always have an opportunity to teach people. And I think one of the things that I've learned and gained from all of the experts and non-experts and messengers that I've had, we have gifts to give each other. The mistake is in the messenger. Allow people to teach. Allow ourselves to open up to the wisdom of others, and then you'll become me.
Ready to go.
Is it safe to fly?
It is with me.
Well, you're that good, huh?
I'm the best you've ever been with.
I'm not sure I trust your equipment.
We may be old, but we're sturdy. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an editor for a magazine called Dazzle.
10 ways to light his fire. You know how a woman gets a man excited?
How?
She shows up. That's it. We're guys. We're easy.
Two strangers on a flight to Tahiti are about to make an unscheduled stop.
Whoa! Can we reattach it somehow?
Oh, sure. We'll, like, glue it back on.
So how do we find them?
Well, we're gonna fly over the water and look out the window.
It's a boat. Hello? Woo! If you were half a pilot, we wouldn't be on this island!
I'm the best pilot you're ever gonna meet!
Ah, I've flown with you twice, you've crashed half the time!
Sometimes, I just want one damn thing to go right. The most romantic vacations.
I need you to be my confident captain.
That's my job. Are the ones you don't plan.
Winnie is going to take good care of your girlfriend.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, no!
I'm sorry.
You're kissing me?
No, for this.
Harrison Ford.
I really liked kissing you.
And Hage.
If I start, I'm not going to be able to stop.
That's good.
Doesn't it?
David Schwimmer.
Do you want to stay here tonight?
No, if we're... Holy...
6 days, 7 nights.
Ah! Some sort of creature has just swum up my pants.
That's bad.
Find adventure in the most remote place known to man.
Better not catch you smiling.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
Say nighty night and kiss me. Hold me tight and tell me you miss me. 'Cause I'm alone, as blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on. Oh, craving a kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn. Just saying this, oh, sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
You've been listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball. And you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maj Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas
at thejeremiahshow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.
Communicate. Listen more. Evolve.
They were beautiful. The most beautiful.